you go back 2 months ago and look at how the Jets carved up Buffalo's defensive backfield, the Jets threw for 330 yards. They had four plays of 40 yards or longer in that game. In the rematch, the Bills shut them down, thanks in large part to the fact that they had a healthy complement of defensive backs, including Jarris Byrd, Leotis McKelvin, and, of course, Stephon Gilmore.
I think it would have been nice to have a lot of guys. You know, Jerry, when you look at it, and again, I don't want to go through it, we didn't have our secondary for 4 to 5 games really complete until we had everyone back.
We had all hands on deck this time, man. We see the major difference, and we just stayed on top of the routes. I mean, they still hit a couple of big plays, but not like they did in the first meeting. So that was the main goal, to keep everything in front of us.
It's hard to explain. It's just a feel. You know, you just go out there, you study, you prepare. Coaches do a great job of getting us in position to make plays, and then you just go out there and make plays, you know, and that's really what it is, just getting a feel back for the game.
We know the players that when I went down, other players had to step up, but we know when we got our group back, we was going to make a big impact on this game.
I thought, you know, our defensive backs played extremely well. I really think, you know, people like to say it starts up front, but really it started in the back end. I mean, we were man-to-man, we were on them, we were breaking on balls all day long. You know, so I really think they had a good feel. It's a credit to the defensive backs, and, you know, it gave the guys up front, you know, they were going after it and, you know, moving the spot, moving them around a little bit, you know, and really, you know, getting some hits, legal, clean hits on them early on in the game, which I think helped.
The Bills' secondary had the Jets covered, and that coupled with consistent pressure up front had Jets rookie quarterback Geno Smith rattled. In fact, Marcel Darius says he saw Smith get rattled after the first play from scrimmage.
First play of the game, I knew that we had him. I was like, yeah, we in his head now. And then a couple plays after that, I just kept trying to look at him, just kind of get in his face, just trying to, between the snaps, like in the middle of his cadence, just look him in the eyes, see what he had in his head. And I mean, he just kind of showed his hand and just kept getting after him.
What about the first play of the game made you think you had him?
I mean, we got a big lick on him, and then he just kind of rolled around. Just, we knew right then we in his head. So then on, he just kind of looked crazy. Looked scattered, so we're just ready for it.
I think it was early in the game. We kind of got him, you know, a couple three and outs and stuff like that. And I think we knew right then, you know, that we were doing in the right direction, you know, getting some pressures on him, getting him uncomfortable back there. And then once the offense started to take off, you know, it was just, you know, we just meshed really well. So we still have things to clean up, though, you know, on defense. We got to be better closers and finish out better.
So it's on to the bye week for the Bills with a healthy defense and a week off to rest and recover. That's the way to go into the bye.
Yeah, it is. Like I said, we just got to watch the film, and we still got a little bit more to correct, but it's a good way to go in the bye.
Oh, it's good. Just a good confidence builder. You never know, one game could turn the whole season, so this could be our one game. So we just got to keep building off of it.
You know, I think it's big because we're headed into our bye. You know, a big win. You know, really, you know, it feels a lot like the Chiefs game, except we won, you know, where we just completely controlled the football game and we were able to, you know, to put it through to the end and win the football game. You know, now we're going into a bye. You know, guys that are dinged up, nicked up, I've never had a bye this late. So it'll be good for us to, you know, go out and get healthy and come back and, you know, and see what happens. Put our nose back to the ground and go to work and see what happens.
At Ralph Wilson Stadium, I'm John Murphy for Bills Focus.